Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Niti Raj Engineers Limited Q2 and H1 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajesh Patwal, Managing Director of Niti Raj Engineers Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning to all. This is Rajesh Patwal from Niti Raj Engineers Limited, and we are having this conference call for discussing the results of H1 and Q2. The major highlights, what I would probably like to put up, is we have done a lot of work on development in this H1, the half-yearly period. We have designed and launched roughly about 12 new models, which will definitely attract a lot of new applications in coming times. Also, we have expanded our factory and increased the carpet area by about 45,000 sq ft because we are running short of space looking at the business, upcoming growing business. And what I personally feel that things are okay other than Q1, which was a little low this time for a lot of reasoning, and we have already explained that after the Q1 itself. So Q2 is recovering very well, and we have got very good hopes for Q3 and Q4. I would request the coordinator to go ahead with the Q&A session now. And once again, I welcome all the investors and stakeholders to this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Agastya from CAO Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yeah, Mr. Agastya, please go on. I can hear you very well.
Good noon, sir. Thank you very much for holding the conference call, sir. It's much appreciated. Sir, I have three questions. The first one is there is clearly quarter-on-quarter improvement that is very, very visible in Q2, and you mentioned that Q3 and Q4 will be stronger. Can you, sir, quantify what you are seeing in Q3 as of now across various product lines and geographies?
Yes. See, Mr. Agastya, I'm not allowed to give you the figures for Q3 and Q4.
No, sir, I'm not asking for figures. So let me put it more clearly. Sir, if I look at last two quarters, we have seen YOY declines. So do you think the recovery is strong enough that we will start growing on a YOY basis Q3?
We will be better at the end of Q3, sir.
Will be better. And sir, you had initially mentioned that you are targeting 25% CAGR going forward. So again, this year, extraordinary circumstances in Q1, which led to a substantial drop in revenues. But for the entire year, do you see yourself growing over last year's 100 crores revenue?
See, actually, whatever we have given, that is in the next three to four years, 20%-25% on CAGR. So we are, Mr. Agastya, we are very confident. The way we are progressing and doing things, the things will not be appearing immediately in every quarter. You may not see the results. But if we talk about a period, we are very sure we are going to achieve the expected growth in the organization as long as top line and, of course, then the bottom line is concerned. When it comes to Q1, we are trying to recover out of that, and by the end of Q3, we'll be fully recovered.
Excellent, sir. Sir, can you give some commentary on the German market, how that is panning out now?
Yeah.
Is it recovering, sir? Because there is a lot of slowdown in the Western market, especially in Europe, and especially in Germany, especially the industrial base of Germany. So any commentary from your point of view, what you are seeing in the German markets now?
Yeah, see, we are in the process of having collaboration with one of the leaders in Europe. They are from Germany for manufacturing electronic weighing scales. The project is going on for about 6 to 8 months now, and we have developed some two different models for them as per their requirement and their designs. Now, in fact, the communication is on. They are satisfied with our last supply, which we have sent them about 25 platform scales as on sample basis as per their design, and the work is on. We are expecting initially maybe an order of not very big, but 300 into maybe 100, about $30,000-$40,000 to begin with. So I think probably it should be done within a couple of months. I mean, these are all estimated figures, but then we'll be very happy to manufacture electronic weighing scales in India and then export them to Germany. This will be a contract manufacturing kind of understanding. We'll not have our brand put up, but we'll be putting up the Principal's brand itself, and it will be sent.
So how big is the opportunity over the next 5 years?
Sir, it's very, very, very difficult to predict today, but one thing is sure that, I mean, what we also understood that they are very much the quality conscious people. We are also trying to upgrade up to their expectations and the standards. So let's say, and it's not only that one particular manufacturer or the company in Germany. We are expecting once this link gets established very well, there'll be some other people also would be trying to approach us, because now India is the next destination for most of the European countries, and they are trying to, somehow come out of China, because this company was also getting their contract manufacturing made in China earlier, but now they are trying to focus in India. So, opportunities, it's very difficult for me to say. As a vision also, if I just give you some figures, that won't really carry very big kind of impact. Let us hope that we'll do good. That's all I can tell you.
Understood. Sir, before I go back in the queue, one final question for this round from my side. As updates on the drone business, there were certain test flights which were supposed to be conducted, and is there any updates on that side?
See, there was an inspection from DGCA Delhi. See, the drone business was supposed to be taking place into two different steps. The first one is we wanted to start a drone pilot training institution.
Right, sir.
So for that, there was a lot of documentation and preparation. We all did that, and then there was an inspection from DGCA, and the people came and inspected our site at Dhule. And then as the auditor, they took out some kind of a compliances lapses and all that, so we fulfilled that also. They have accepted now, and the file has been submitted further to their higher-ups for approvals. So I'm expecting that should come maybe within 8 to 10 days or even shorter time, and we'll get the license finally for the drone pilot training institution. And we are already having a lot of excitement in this area. People from rural areas and other places also, they are inquiring a lot of things every day over here, those who want to enroll themselves to become a pilot for flying drones. So that is almost on the verge of getting done now. Number two is drone manufacturing. So what we had mentioned in last time, that it should be done by mid-November, we'll be applying with all the certifications, because see, you require a lot of certificate of every different parts of drones from different laboratories. So only one certificate is yet pending to come. Rest, all of them have come in positive way. Just one certificate is pending, that is EN test. Rest, I think, material report, stress test, flame test for UN plate report, battery life cycle test, everything has already been received. So hopefully, by November end, we should be getting all the certification in our hand, and we'll be applying further for the manufacturing of drone. Again, after applying, it's a process which has already been given in our, what do you say, on the board, we have already given the various kind of duration required on 26th of October. We have given the clarification. So the first one is getting done on time. The second one could be delayed by about a week or two.
Great, sir. So if I were to look at the two timelines that you've given on the drone side, would it be prudent to consider at least some revenues flowing in from the drone segment in the next financial year?
Next financial, surely. Sorry. This financial year. Sorry, this financial year, the chances are bleak. How much probably we may add, we'll get started somehow. But next financial, definitely we'll be expecting some kind of a things to add in our turnover. Sure.
Great, sir. And sir, so if I go back to the base business, if I look at the last year full numbers, there were couple of segments where there was degrowth. I'm talking about last financial year. There was the jewelry segment and the currency segment. So have they improved this year? And going forward, what's your sense on these two segments in particular?
See, when we talk about having, say, little bit reduced, that percentage was very small. Okay.
Right.
So this year, in fact, as I mentioned in my initial note itself, that we have developed a lot many new models. See, our strong point is basically a technical side. So for the jewelry, we are launching a new model by December end. That's in dies and making right now. And for currency counting machine, we have already launched a model by in July end. So that is also picking up now. So, and marketing is basically, you know, 2% or 3% plus minus, this keeps happening. I mean, we are definitely taking a lot of extra efforts in doing things. So I hope that by this year ending, figures will be better in those segments also.
Excellent, sir. So, like the German opportunity that we have discussed, are there any other such markets where you are looking at, where there are inquiries or where you are taking the initiative and trying to enter?
Yeah. See, Germany is basically an opportunity for us to do contract manufacturing in their brand, which I explained, right?
Right.
But then, our export division is trying, because, see, every year we are having some kind of exports in certain countries like Middle East. We are giving to Oman, UAE, and some of the SAARC countries, sometimes some African countries also. But now we are trying to do it more systematically. We have appointed an export manager who is based in Mumbai only, keeps coming to Dhule as and when required. So we have got some inquiries on hand, on which he's working in different places.
Great, sir.
That we are planning to sell our own product, not a contract manufacturing.
Right. Sir, if I come to your cost structure and your P&L, so in terms of margins, other than operating leverage as the company grows and the scale increases, or like we have seen in Q1, when the revenues declined, the margins also, like, obviously took a hit. So, if I remove that part completely, and if I look at just the variable costs, how do you see, like, over a period of time, what have you seen in terms of your raw material cost variabilities? What is the volatility that you see? What are the critical raw materials? Was there a particular year where you got surprised because of substantial increases or substantial falls in your key raw materials?
See, only issue we faced a little bit during COVID era, 2 years, right? Most of the semiconductors, I mean, you must have heard the news that automobile industry also suffered badly because of the semiconductors were not available. So, you know, that kind of a thing was faced by all the electronics industries throughout the globe, I would say.
Right.
So we faced certain issues in getting the ICs on time, and the prices were also increased. But now everything has come back. I mean, the pricing structure has come back to the previous, matching to the previous period than, I mean, before the COVID started. And the availability is also quite comfortable now. Let's hope that even Indian government and we all are trying to make ourselves more self-sufficient on semiconductors. A lot of things have been talked about, and investors are coming from foreign countries. So hopefully in coming 2-3 years, India itself will start making the ICs and other things. So I think electronics should grow. We should have a good time in coming future. Right now, we don't have any problem on any of the raw material procurement or any kind of issue. It's very comfortable now.
Understood, sir. So one final question from, actually 2 questions from my side, and then I'm done for the day. So one is on, as we ramp up, right? If I look at the, like, the 5-year commentary that you have provided, that we are targeting a 20-25% CAGR on the revenue side. How much manpower do you need to add, sir? Or your permanent employee base, how much will that increase by?
See, what we are doing is, we have got lot many times we have institutional orders from government and other sectors. I mean, at present, we are already running an order worth about 30 crores plus GST, which has already been given on the board, the information about this order. So with this we have to anyhow finish off by December end, so that we are free to take further bigger orders for the last quarter. I mean, that is how our plans are. So, you know, whenever we get such kind of big orders, we have some contract labors appointed, and we get that much job done. For our commercial business, which is stable, and our regular business, we have got our permanent team. But then for this kind of additional orders, we have additional people appointed.
Sir, a similar question on the CapEx side. Again, to the kind of opportunities that you have are, to me at least, they seem pretty big. So what kind of CapEx would you require every year? Is like a 5 crore number every year ballpark, that kind of CapEx, is it a good assumption, sir?
See, frankly speaking, Mr. Agastya, if our turnover was about 100 crores last year, so we were running short of space. So this year we did invest about roughly about 5 crores, wherein we increased our floor area by about 45,000 to 50,000 square feet, right? So, and then we, you know, installed 4 industrial lifts, 3 conveyors, staircases, and everything in a very proper fashion, so that in future we can work very comfortably as and when we keep on getting additional business. So when it comes to, you know, building or infrastructure, I don't think that we require to expand further up till that, maybe the turnover of 150 crores plus, roughly. If it goes further, then again, we'll have to increase, we'll have to construct another new building or a shed within the existing premises where we have extra room right now. And when it comes to machineries, I cannot 100% predict and tell you right now, because there are so many developments taking place every day worldwide. So whatever things we feel that, okay, we visit the industrial exhibitions and other automation, wherever we feel, okay, so and so machine is important for our factory, which will increase the speed and reduce the labor cost, we just purchase it. Let that be about 1 crore or 1.5 crore or maybe 50 lakhs. So all such kind of investments cannot be predicted. You know, that can just happen as in, on the time need basis.
Understood, sir. Sir, in terms of the drones and also the existing businesses that you have, how much, if you can go like segment by segment, what is the percentage of bought out components? And what is the percentage of internally manufactured components? Like for example, when you start manufacturing drones, आपको बाहर से components कितने लेने पड़ेंगे और आप खुद कितना बनाएंगे? So value addition आपकी कितनी होगी, sir? Or is it just an assembly that you are planning to do?
करेक्ट. देखिए, जहां तक ड्रोन का सवाल आता है, वी आवर R&D एंड लॉट ऑफ आई मीन पीपल आर ट्राइंग टू वी आर वर्किंग ऑन इट एज लॉन्ग एज मैन्युफैक्चरिंग कंसर्न, बट वी हैव ऑलरेडी मेड 3 ड्रोन्स इन विच सिलेक्टिंग द कंपोनेंट्स और वेरियस असेंबलीज फ्रॉम थ्रू आउट द वर्ल्ड फ्रॉम डिफरेंट कंट्रीज एंड ऑल्सो इन इंडिया इज अ चैलेंज. दिस इज अ न्यू लाइन फॉर अस, सो आई डोंट वॉन्ट टू यू नो गिव यू अ रियली अ वेरी बिग पिक्चर अननेसेसरीली. आई एम अ वेरी प्रैक्टिकल मैन. So initially, what we'll be doing is most of the components will be bought out. Okay, components or assemblies. But then with our capabilities and experience of over 35, 37 years in the industry when it comes to electronics and assembling of all kinds of mechanical plastic parts in-house, molding shop, press shop, everything we have in-house. So, you know, it will be a gradual process over a period, maybe a year or two. Most of the parts will be indigenized. And that is where we get the price benefit over the others.
That is precisely why I asked the question, sir. The
Yeah. So, you know, Mr. Agastya, I'm telling you very practical things. It's not that I've got some magic wand in my hand. You know, this is the process that is going to be going. Yeah, that is how it is.
Understood, sir. Understood, sir. Sir, thank you very much for answering all the questions patiently, sir. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. All the best for the coming quarter, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Agastya. Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Usha Shah, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Ms. Usha.
Yeah. Thank you so much for holding this conference call. So I have two questions. One is, so looking at the last two quarters, our results are not that good. What exactly have, according to what have been mentioned in the presentation. So I would want to ask that what is the certainty of our numbers that they would be at least stable moving forward?
Yeah. There are two ways I can answer your question. Number one is our Q1 performance was extraordinarily low. We have already given the explanation after declaring the results of Q1, mainly because of the central elections took place, and that's why we could not get any kind of a institutional or government business in that period. That is why it affected. Also, the first quarter is a low kind of a business for us 3 years, as long as our commercial market is concerned. Q2, we are record very well, and Q3, we are already filled with lot of orders, which have already been declared on the board. So we are fully loaded right now. I believe that Q3, Q4 will do very good, and we should be at par, at least the last year or slightly ahead. That's why we are trying our best. And I don't think it's a problem. It's like a 20-over match. So unless the 20th over and the last ball is bowled, nothing can be said, you know, something like that. But then we are trying our best to increase our business in coming years by making a lot of developments, adding new features and the new models, training our marketing team, and increasing our approach, our spread all over the country.
Thank you so much, sir. My next question is that what is the current utilization of our plant, given that we are also expanding?
See, actually, in electronic kind of industry, ma'am, the installed capacity is not really based on the infrastructure right away. It all depends on our business. The more business we can generate, we can almost, you know, make those many machines, manufacture those many machines. Of course, ultimately, there is some limitation, like which I explained while discussing with Agastya, that whatever infrastructure we have at present, we can, do a turnover of about 150 odd crores without having further expansions of land and other things. So it all depends, because when we get the institutional orders or government orders, it is a big order to be done in a short period. And that is where you require a bigger space and bigger infrastructure. If these orders are spread very well throughout the year, then we don't require any expansions.
Understood, sir. Lastly, I would want to ask, so is there any base order book which we have all the years, or all the order book is totally dependent upon the demand from government and other institutions?
Yeah, like if I tell you today's time, right now, today is maybe 28th of November. Okay, we are right now manufacturing the highest number of machines. We are manufacturing almost 6,000 machines a day. Okay, because we are in a process of executing a big order. And our commercial business is also at the peak, because the festive season and other things are still on. So probably August to January is the period where we are highly booked. And if we have a lot of orders for the year ending from government segment, then we are booked till March end also. April, May, June is slightly a lower quarter, but then rest of the time we are really booked.
Thank you so much, sir. And lastly, when are we targeting to start our exports completely?
Exports are odd, ma'am. We are doing the export anyway. If you're talking about Germany, yeah, the communication is on, and it's on process right now. I'm hopeful to get about, we are hopeful to get about 30,000 odd US dollars order in coming time, and we'll begin with that. Apart from that, we are selling our products to Middle East countries, especially Oman and UAE, where we have the distributors. And we have about 4 distributors in Nepal also. So we are selling our products there. And some of the other SAARC countries and African countries, we are already selling our products.
And what was the export percentage in this quarterly result?
What was it in this current? See, actually, the percentage of export what we are doing, maybe last year was about 1.5 to 2 crores roughly, I can tell you, and the figures are not readily available with me. So the percentage is less. Percentage for export is less. We are taking special efforts now to increase the business on exports.
All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's all for my.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pradeep G, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, Pradeep G, I can hear you. Please go on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I was, I think some of the questions were answered with the previous questions. I have a few more questions.
Yeah.
Last year we made, I think, around 18 crores EBITDA. And looking at the PPT, the 20% CAGR, is it still applicable for the next year also, or is it, I mean, our project needs from the next year?
You're talking about 24-25?
Yeah.
It is going to be applicable this year also. Almost the same ratios we are working at.
Great. So previous year, I think we did a sales about 100 crores with an EBITDA of 18 crores.
Correct.
And the upcoming year, I mean, the year which is going to close at March, the upcoming March 25, that is 24-25, we are still at least going to make 20% with sales and EBITDA.
If we can maintain the top line, then the EBITDA will be maintained. If it is lesser, then definitely the ratio would be slightly different. But then I think we should be in a position to do all right by the end of this year.
Great. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. I think that's the only question I have.
Thank you so much, Pradeep ji.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rajesh Batwal for the closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you. I thank all the investors who are present for this con call. And, you know, we as a team at Nitiraj Engineers, we are trying our best to, you know, grow further. And with your all support and understanding, things are definitely moving in the right direction. I am hopeful to get much bigger business in coming period. But then, you know, I don't want to give any kind of figures or talk something in the air. Only when the business would come in, that will be seen on the board's notifications also very well. So please, once again, I thank you for attending this program. And if there are any other questions or any queries you people have about the organization, about the companies working, feel free to ask us anytime by whatever means, and we'll be definitely happy to reply you correctly. Thank you so much.
On behalf of Nitiraj Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.